So, look, you've given us enough anticipation. We'll start off with the big reveal. What's our theme for this year?
Our festival theme this year is Within Reach, because really, more than anything else, what we're celebrating is exactly that, is the kind of opposite of distance, the opposite of not being able to come together in a room and share in the kind of great love of communal reading that defines the festival. So
yeah,
we're within reach of one another, we're within reach of amazing stories, and we're letting words and powerful thinkers show us the ways that we might be within reach of a better way of doing things.
And so, you know, going through this festival, I mean, you know, speaking of being within reach, you know, the fact that you've been able to get certain writers out here is, you know, something that we weren't able to do last year. So, you know, them being within reach as well. And I was wondering, could you feed us a bit of an insight onto, you know, who we can hear from this year?
Sure. This year's program has a much more local focus than Sydney Writers Festival sometimes does. So it is a proudly international organization, but this year with borders closed, it gave us a chance to look at the incredible writers we have on our doorstep. So, for example, our opening gala is Melissa Lukashenko, Tara June Winch, and Evelyn Araluen, three amazing writers, two Miles Franklin Award winners and a debut poet, all of whom are just kind of astonishing and at the top of their game. But then we have people from further afield, people like Kazuo Ishiguro, the Nobel laureate, or people like Peter Carey, who's US-based. So sparingly in the program, so it's not to exhaust anyone who's completely overlooking at a Zoom screen, we have a smattering of people who come to us from remote places, but then otherwise it is just a who's who of writers in the local scene.
And, like, I think that's so important right now. I mean, you know, the last 12 months, supporting your local in all of its forms has been such a big thing. And I guess, you know, we continue with that metaphor. Your local is within reach. Now, I know that we've got a lot of parents listening in here this morning, and I believe that you guys have a family day in the mix, right?
Yes, it is a feature of Sydney Writers Festival that Sunday of the festival, which this year will be Sunday the 2nd of May, has our traditional family day, and there's a whole lot of wonderful activities for kids of all different ages. I recommend for any of your listeners who haven't got down amongst it before, the festival is at Carriageworth, and the whole place comes alive. It's amazing. We have a space that we refer to as the Big Backyard, and there's everything from kind of drawing exercises to reading to kind of games, so all kinds of stuff for the whole family. And there's a terrific lineup of people, including, I'm just going to name one because there's too many to run through, but Alison Lester will be there. It's 30 years since Magic Beach. She has kept writing incredible books for kids, and she will be there doing some stuff for us. And I recommend. The one thing I would say is that Family Day, one of the fun things, as parents of small children will know, is the need to keep things a little bit loose.
Mm.
Obviously, in a COVID environment, we are slightly more regimented than we normally would be. And so I encourage people to look on the website and book for things that they want to come to. A lot of it is still free, but those bookings are essential so that we can just make sure that everyone has a wonderful time.
Yeah, and tickets open today, right? 9 a.m. So you got to make sure that you jump online. And look, I've just been looking around. I know that there's, you know, a few things that are being live streamed and stuff like that. But I noticed that you guys have a podcast this year.
We do. The festival has since, I think I've got this right, I'm going to get it wrong, but bear with me. I think since about 2016, the festival has been trying to capture in audio form some of the best of what we do. Last year when the festival wasn't able to go ahead, that shifted a bit. Instead of being a kind of audio archive of our events, it became stuff that was produced specifically for the audio purpose and for the podcast. Events that weren't able to happen were organised and set up and recorded entirely for that platform. And so it does mean that people who are looking for great conversations with authors of all sorts can do a lot worse than to dive into the backlist of the Sydney Writers Festival podcast.
Yeah, and I mean, as I mentioned before as well, if you do have the means and the will to jump in head first and catch it all this year, then you can grab tickets this morning at 9 a.m. sydneywritersfestival.org.au. That's swf.org.au. And Artistic Director Michael has been joining us. Michael, hey, thanks very much for chatting to us this morning.
Very nice to be here. Thanks, Alex.